Peyton Manning versus Andrew Luck. More like Broncos versus Colts, but sticking with the storyline, Manning has met his former team twice before, with the home team winning both games. But this week, for the first time, they'll face off in the playoffs.
You know, this is 2015. You know, we're playing Indianapolis in this, you know, divisional round, and that's kind of where the focus is on trying to, you know, do our job versus a good team. A team that's playing hot, a team that's playing with a lot of momentum, won 6 out of the last 7, coming off a good win against a good Cincinnati team.
The Colts finished the regular season 11-5 behind a stellar season from Luck. Looking at the stats, Luck and Manning had remarkably similar seasons. Both threw for more than 4,700 yards. Luck had one more touchdown, but Manning had one fewer interception.
Had a great start. He's had an awesome year this year. It's really allowed, you know, their team to win as many games as they've had because of the way he's played combined with the way their defense has played. So, I've never thought much about, you know, comparisons, how it affects me, and I'm sure he doesn't either.
And honestly, people don't ask me too much about it. It's you guys on the media days. So I would too. I think, you know, it's, you know, fans, we love storylines, right? And it just seems to be the nature of sports culture today. And, yeah, so be it.
It certainly is a storyline. Manning admitted comparisons are natural since both were number one picks and since Manning is Luck's predecessor. But the comparisons don't stop there. When asked about stepping up their games to one-up the other, both had similar approaches.
Yeah, I guess I've always just tried to do my job. I know that's probably a boring answer, but, yeah, I think everybody wants to do their job. Every week you play, all season, you want to do your job.
Right? For me, the approach has always been, all right, how can I be the best I am for this team today? You know, what are the coaches asking of me? What do I need to do for my teammates? And I think vice versa, that's all the guys in the locker room. What do I need to do today, you know, to get the job done and ultimately get a win? I think that's, to me, really the only way to approach it.
When the Broncos host the Colts this Sunday, Manning will become just the second quarterback in NFL history to face a team in the playoffs that he formerly won the Super Bowl with. At Dove Valley, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.